Welcome to the Sober and Happy Podcast, where you talk about all things recovery related, how to navigate the challenges that we'll face along the way on our journey towards our best lives, and how we can go from living a life of simply just being sober to a life where we're both sober and happy. Deciding to quit any substance is hard enough, but we often unknowingly do things that could make it more difficult for us. One of those things is not doing any preparation before we get sober. We have one of those I'll never drink again mornings, decide to quit, pick a date, and then try to white knuckle it. But what steps can we take before taking the last drink that could increase our chances of having success? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today. So buckle up. This is going to be a great episode. Welcome back. First off, if you're listening to this podcast because you're considering quitting drinking, I want to acknowledge you for the strength it takes to recognize the problem and the courage it takes to do something about it. You may not be able to recognize it, but you are stronger and more resilient than you think. I know this is scary. I know it might seem impossible, but you are capable of this and so much more than you think. Next, throughout this episode, I'll be touching on topics, but many of them should be explored deeper than I could do during a 10 or 15 minute episode. For many of them, I do have separate episodes that dive deeper into each topic and include specific steps you could take. I'll include links to each of these episodes in the show notes, so please check out the ones you feel you could benefit from while starting your journey. Now, let's dive into the episode. A house without a strong foundation is sure to crumble. The same is true in recovery, not only while we are learning and growing after we get sober, but before we even start our journey. We'll talk about several ways you could begin building this foundation. The first is getting completely honest about our relationship with alcohol. It's easy to see the damage and pain that our addictions are causing us when we're in the middle of it. But one of the most common things I experienced in my past attempts to get sober is beginning to convince myself that it wasn't that bad. Sometimes this happened after I got sober, but many times this would build as I got closer to my predetermined sobriety date that I picked out, which was usually the Monday after I woke up after a particularly bad night of drinking. All of a sudden, I would tell myself, maybe I'm making too big of a deal out of this, or convince myself that I hadn't tried hard enough to control my drinking, and with a better plan, I could finally find a way to moderate my drinking, or at least not cause as much harm while I'm drunk. I would minimize the consequences or find ways to shift the blame to other people or life circumstances. Whatever the plan was, I'd ultimately convince myself that it was good enough to try and my plans to get sober would be scrapped and I'd be back to my old ways before I knew it. However, the truth is, I'd tried everything to control it. The consequences of my drinking were severe and were only getting worse with time. Every past attempt to moderate never lasted. Every time I told myself that if I ever do that, I will stop, not only didn't stop me from crossing those lines I set with myself, but I kept drinking after crossing each one. The difference this last time is that I got to the point where I could no longer deny it. There were no more excuses or justifications left. But you don't have to get to this point. If you take a little time to reflect on your true relationship with alcohol, you could realize this clearly without having to get to the level of complete submission. When doing this, you should write everything down. I know when I leave it all in my head, it's much easier to justify things than when I could see what I wrote down while still in that moment of pain and true realization. Many people ask me at this point, won't this make me feel worse and drive me to want to drink more? This process is not going to be easy, but most of us have used addiction to avoid challenging feelings and emotions, and the only way is through and not around, so we have to face these to recover. And the next step is to counter that, which is to have a strong reason to quit drinking. I want to pause here and tell you that whatever reason is strong enough for you to get sober is good enough to start. A lot of people will tell you that you must get sober for yourself, but if you're like me at the end of my addiction, you may not feel worthy enough to deserve a better life. So don't let anyone tell you that your reason is not good enough. As we heal and recover, we will start to learn to love ourselves more and discover that we are worthy of a better life, and ultimately we will stay sober because we recognize that we deserve it. But we have to start somewhere, so spend time thinking about this. Usually just saying a reason doesn't have the same power as truly exploring it in depth and imagining our lives in that place we desire to be. For example, writing down, being a better parent to my children is a great start. But what does that look like? Close your eyes and imagine you showing up as the best version of that. Maybe it's sitting down at the dinner table, listening to your children talk about their day, being fully present, and making them feel completely supported. It might be finally taking the family on that vacation you've promised for years, but always have put off till next year. Imagine down the road showing up at their high school graduation and them saying, "I couldn't have done this without you." Or walking your daughter down the aisle, looking into her eyes as you're about to give her away, and through her teary eyes, she says, "I love you, Dad." You need to feel what it feels like to exist in that new life. Now that we have acknowledged how bad it got and have started to imagine how amazing our new lives can be, it is time to start getting ready to quit. First, a quick disclaimer that you should talk to a doctor before quitting cold turkey, especially if you're a really heavy drinker. Withdrawals from alcohol can be very dangerous and even deadly, so this is not the time to take unnecessary chances. I'm not a doctor, so I will not give you doctor advice here, so please consult with one. Now that we have that out of the way, we should begin to prepare for some of the challenges that we're going to face once we quit drinking. The first step to that is to understand and prepare for your triggers. This is not the time to wing it. Most of us have circumstances that trigger us to want to drink or use. It might be when an emotion like loneliness, boredom, or anger surfaces. Often we've built up habits over the years like stopping at the liquor store on the way home from work or meeting up with friends for happy hour on Fridays. If we don't have a plan to handle these before we get sober, they're going to have much more power over us. For example, if you hit the same liquor store on the way home from work every day and you still drive the same route home after you quit drinking, you're going to be intentionally forcing yourself to have that battle not to pull into the parking lot every single day. Plan a new route home instead. If you hit happy hour friends and instead just plan on not going to happy hour, you may find yourself only sitting at home and being pissed that you're not able to meet up with your friends. That is a recipe for disaster, so instead, make other plans on those days. Start writing down all your triggers, and next to each one, write several alternative plans. If you've tried quitting in the past and have relapsed, look at your last relapses and the events that led to that. If you have a plan going into it, we will begin tipping the odds much further in favor of our success. One of the biggest obstacles that many people face is giving in to peer pressure during the early days when we are most vulnerable towards temptation. That is why we must have those tough conversations now instead of in the moment later down the road. Tell the people in your life that you're going to quit drinking, why it is so important to you, and then ask for their support. This is going to do a few things. First, this is a whole different level of commitment. This is where instead of just thinking about quitting drinking, you're fully committing to it by telling other people. Second, when we let other people know up front, it'll reduce the invitations to the bar and the offers to buy us a drink than if we didn't tell anybody that we're quitting drinking. Lastly, this will let you know who will support you and who won't. This is a tough reality when we quit drinking, but one we can't avoid. Not everybody in our lives is going to support us, and some people are going to prioritize us drinking with them over us creating a better life for ourselves. As hard as the truth as that is to face, it is better to face it now than to face it while they're pressuring us to just have one. We need to know who is going to support us so that we could surround ourselves with those people and let the other ones go. This brings us to the next preparation step we could take, which is to build a support network. We are already starting doing this with the last step, but often the people in our lives, if they're not in recovery, may not fully understand the challenges that we are facing. They do not understand how hard it is to just not drink. It is important to have people we could reach out to who get us, the ones that understand the struggles that only someone who has battled addiction and struggled in recovery understand. If you don't have people in your life currently who could fill this role, there are several in-person recovery support groups and many communities online that could fill this purpose. Start looking into ones now, find some that align with you, and dive right in the middle of them. Lastly, I want you to commit to celebrating all your milestones, whether it is one day, one week, or one year. And don't stop at celebrating sobriety dates. Acknowledge your efforts and the positive changes in your life. Every fear you overcome, every challenge you face, every goal you accomplish, every relationship you heal, and every single accomplishment. I don't care how small it seems at the moment, I want you to celebrate it. We have spent too many years beating ourselves up, and we must create a new habit of lifting ourselves up instead. I want to let you know, if you're celebrating a sobriety milestone, I am proud of you for that. If you're listening to this podcast drunk and finally have decided to quit drinking, I am proud of you for that. You are worth celebrating, and I am proud of you. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope you enjoy the podcast. Now, here's your weekly challenge. Acknowledge and celebrate someone else's accomplishments. Tell someone today that you are proud of them. As many of us know, it is often hard to recognize and celebrate the accomplishments that we achieve. So give them that recognition that they may need today. You don't know. It may be exactly what they need to hear. New episodes come out each Friday, so I look forward to connecting with you next week. And as always, thank you so much for listening and keep living sober and happy.